Hello, everyone. It's Friday, April 2nd, 2021. This is your Commonwealth Club Week in Review. Hear what you missed this week and what we've got lined up for you next week. I'm Catherine, and I'm a member of the Commonwealth Club from the Bay Area, and I'll be your host for today's Week in Review. How would you like to voice an upcoming episode of The Week in Review? Just send an email to info@commonwealthclub.org with Narrate in the title. It could be your voice here later this summer. Thanks for joining us. It was a full week of programs at the club. Let's get the show on the road. Monday, March 29th at 6 p.m. was our final Evening from the Archives celebrating Women's History Month. This week was Jane Goodall in conversation with Climate One's Greg Dalton.
The reality of climate change kind of viscerally hit me. I was with some Inuit elders, and we were by the Great Ice Cap, and they were crying, and they were saying, even in the summer, the ice here never melted, and there was just water pouring out of this great ice cliff.
Tuesday at 9:30 a.m., Dr. Stephen Hassan gave a fascinating presentation on cult behavior in the political world.
In an authoritarian cult, it's all the same patterning of creating the pseudo-self, and so-called love is conditional upon performance and doing what the leader dictates.
Tuesday at noon, two education experts discussed the future of higher education and how colleges are preparing to meet the needs of students for generations to come.
Right now, we ask students to show us time and time again how poor they are in order to access services and resources. So one recommendation that we have in our report is how can we streamline the services that students with less resources are eligible for and entitled to.
At 3 p.m., Cass Sunstein discusses liars, deception, and free speech. He explores the tactics used by powerful figures to spread lies and how the government and private institutions often control false information.
To trust government generally to be right about what's true is to run up against at least 20th century and 19th and 18th century too lessons, where government will often have its own motives, which can't be trusted.
American life is dominated by machines, our computers, our televisions, our phones. Tuesday evening at 5 p.m., authors Sherry Turkle and Tiffany Schlein had an intimate and timely discussion on the urgent need to reclaim humanity and empathy in our technological age.
Ultimately, I believe in humanity, and ultimately, I believe we can tech our way out of this, because this is about what we're creating. If technology is an extension of us, how do we create more of the world that we want?
On Wednesday at noon, you had two programs to pick from. Greg Dalton of Climate One discussed building back an inclusive and green economy. Can Biden's COVID recovery promises carry over to a post-pandemic workforce that doesn't leave anyone behind?
Climate, at the end of the day, is a leadership crisis, and in particular, a crisis of empathetic leadership. Having more diverse voices at the table, having representation from women and people of color in leadership positions, making decisions, will lead to new ways of thinking and doing that we haven't seen in the past and we desperately need for the road ahead.
Also at noon, it's Professor Jamal Green. Does awarding rights to one group automatically mean denying rights to another? In his new book, How Rights Went Wrong, Why Our Obsession with Rights is Tearing America Apart, Green argues that we need to recouple rights for all with justice for all.
We're all different from one another, and we've got to account for that. We all have different values, and we take that to rights conflicts, and judges take that to rights conflicts, and you can't eliminate that from the law. You can't eliminate the fact that people bring values to decisions.
At 3 p.m., historian Sarah Coleman dove deep into the politics of immigration in modern America and its implication on the idea of citizenship for all.
You know, there's 24 million people living in the United States today who are immigrants without citizenship status. It's about 10.5 million undocumented, about 14.5 million who either are legal permanent residents or temporary legal residents. And I wanted to tell their part of the story as well.
The club continued its programming on April 1st at 9 a.m. with award-winning comedian Michael Pritchard, who talked about building compassion and community through humor.
I take care of all these young guys who have post-traumatic stress disorder, and I tell them, tears that do not flow will make other organs weep inside of us. We get sick if we don't weep and let ourselves feel and let our heart be alleviated by it and learn forgive to live Live to forgive.
Thursday at noon, it's a rare interview as we turn the tables and hear from veteran club host Michelle Miao in a can't-miss exploration of mental and physical health in a time of crisis. How the pandemic triggered an extreme episode of alopecia areata.
I think a lot of us downplayed just how horrible this pandemic was and the fact that we were, as human beings, completely unprepared for this pandemic.
At 3 p.m., it's Shankar Vaidantam in Useful Delusions, drawing on new insights in psychology, neuroscience, and philosophy. Vaidantam comes to the fascinating conclusion that if we're honest about our lies and self-deception, we can see that they play a vital role in our successes and well-being.
You know, the famous story of George Washington and the cherry tree. Now, as it turned out, this story, it was made up by somebody to capitalize on the craze on all things Washington. But it's really telling that I think that our canonical story about honesty in the United States is itself based on a lie.
The week wrapped at 6 p.m. as we took a trip down rock and roll memory lane with Grammy-nominated photographer Ethan Russell.
I was terrified. I was scared photographing Mick Jagger, but the idea of photographing John Lennon was more than I could stand. I remember my knees locking.
Your financial support helps us continue to provide important, diverse, and informative programming. Join today. Memberships start as little as $10 a month. Visit commonwealthclub.org/membership for details. Here's what the club has lined up for you next week. On Tuesday at 10 a.m., American foreign correspondent Ty McCormick speaks on his new book, Beyond the Sand and Sea. This timeless narrative uncovers the perseverance of refugees everywhere and exposes the broken refugee resettlement system that has kept thousands of families in permanent exile. At noon, entrepreneur Sunil Gupta argues the need to be backable. He went from being rejected by every major investor he pitched to raising millions of dollars in funding from the same investors that backed Google, Uber, and Airbnb. At 6 p.m. on Tuesday, Inform host Dr. Shonda Prescott-Weinstein, in her new book, The Disordered Cosmos, A Journey into Dark Matter, Space-Time, and Dreams Deferred. Prescott Weinstein provides a unique chronicle of the physics of our cosmos through the lens of the Star Trek universe. On Wednesday at 9 a.m., co-authors Dr. Jane Mahakian and Allison Kuhn share their practical guide for caregivers of those with Alzheimer's in I Hear You, Talking and Listening to People with Alzheimer's. At noon, Ian Millhiser, Fox's Supreme Court correspondent, shares his concerns on how a Republican Supreme Court is reshaping America and the profound impacts to follow on the country's political system and civic life. On Thursday at 10 a.m., it's Reopening Muslim Minds. Join Mustafa Aykal in conversation with George Hammond. Mustafa takes us on a fascinating journey into Islam's diverse history and argues that the next Islamic enlightenment may be on the horizon. We're always adding new programs. Go to commonwealthclub.org/online for the most current schedule. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a member of the club. Visit commonwealthclub.org/special for special rates on memberships. Thanks again for your support and for listening. We'll have another week in review for you next Friday.